Hello, is there Patricia available?
Who am I speaking to?
This is John. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I am not sending anything, just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. And are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
How? Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Yeah, I'll vote.
Okay, will that be certain to vote or probably vote, just to make sure about your opinion?
Certain.
Okay, thank you. Not a problem. I appreciate your opinion. And what is your age?
84.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What choices do I have?
Is it white, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American? Okay.
Caucasian.
Thank you for your opinion. And can you please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote? You may use any number on that scale.
10.
Okay, 10. Thank you for your opinion. I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job, and if you approve or disapprove, if it is strongly or somewhat? The first person is Donald Trump as former president.
I don't approve.
Okay, would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove, just to make sure about your opinion?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. The next one is Sherrod Brown as senator. Would you say that you strongly approve? Okay, thank you, ma'am. And would you say that you strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And next one, it says Joe Biden as president.
Strongly approved.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The next one on the list, it says Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approved.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, can you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression? If you have not heard of that person or institution, or are unfamiliar with them, you can also just let me just tell me that. The first one is Joe Biden.
Approved.
Okay, would you say very favorable or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Okay, understood. Thank you for your opinion. The next one on the list is for First Energy, the company.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay, not a problem. The next on the list is Marcy Kaptur. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, understood, and thank you. And next one is for Democrats in Congress.
Favorable.
Will you say that you're... Okay, will you say very or somewhat favorable, ma'am, just to make sure?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. And next one is for Republicans in Congress.
Some are favorable.
Okay, thank you. And next one is for Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Okay, will you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Okay, understood it. Thank you. Very unfavorable. The next one on the list is Derek Marin.
Don't know him.
Don't know. Never heard. Okay, perfect. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat? If the election were held today, if you have to decide right now, which candidate would you lean toward? Or Republican, Democrat, other?
It's according to who's running.
Oh, okay. So would you say the other? Because on the options, I only have Republican, lean Republican, Democrat, lean Democrat, and other.
Lean Democrat.
Okay, I appreciate it, and thank you for your opinion. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Understood, and thank you. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay, thank you. Understood. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? For Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy.
For Marcy? Okay, understood. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Marin? You say there is a chance, no chance?
No chance.
No chance. Okay. Not a problem, and thank you for your opinion. I'm going to read you a statement. We're about to finish. Some people have made about the Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does not it make no difference if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true? You can please say so. Does it make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely? Does it not make no difference? Would you say more likely, or would you say that the statement I just read to you is not true?
I don't think the statement is true.
Okay, understood, and we respect your opinion. I'm going to read you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, you please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you are more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. As a first statement, it says, as a landlord who has received over $100 million in contributions from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lease testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would you say that this statement makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, does not make no difference, more likely, or do you think that the statement is not true?
Less likely.
Less likely, okay. Would you say somewhat less likely or much less likely, just to make sure about your opinion?
Much like less likely.
Okay, understood. Thank you. And next one, it says, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of water bill, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Using the same options, do you think that the statement is not true? Does it make you more likely to vote for him? No difference? Somewhat less likely? Much less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay, Thank you for your opinion. And nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers, but Derek Merritt voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Using the same scale, much less likely, somewhat, no difference, more likely and not true, what would be your opinion, man?
Much
less likely? Oh, okay, thank you. We appreciate it. We're almost done. And in the state legislature, Derek Merritt sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Using the same scale, how would you rate this statement?
Much less likely.
Okay, understood. The next statement, it says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Merritt was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Merritt's corruption. Using the same scale, how would you rate this?
Much less likely.
Okay, understood. And Derek Merritt has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Merritt supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal even when in the case of rape or incest. Merritt even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Using the same scale, how would you rate this?
Much less likely.
Okay, understood. Much less likely. Thank you for your opinion. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for that Merritt?
No.
No, okay. Understood. Thank you for your opinion. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds, so I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Derek Merritt or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy.
Marcy, okay, understood. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Democrat, for Republican Derek Merritt? I'm sorry.
Because of his policies.
Oh, okay, his policy, because of his policy. Understood, let me write that down, because of his policy, and thank you for your opinion. Before we finish, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. You can stop me when you when we get to your category. First, through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college
right
but not degree. Okay, thank
technical.
You. I appreciate it, ma'am. Technical. Okay. And regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I vote for both sides, so I don't know how you'd put me down. But
would
I
that be independent?
I lean Democrat. I lean Democrat.
Oh, you lean Democrat? Oh, okay.
Right.
Not a problem. And how important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat.
Democrat Joe Biden. Okay, perfect. And this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your participation. I certainly appreciate your time through all the process and the questions, okay? You have a-